Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're coming to the end this week of the Rambam's fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin. This morning we have what the Rif referred to as the Minhag Shtei Yeshivos, which in its essence is like a modus vivendi. How do we deal with the fact that in Dan and Dina Knasos, Bibavel, and you know, what about Ashol Shadvarim Halom Kayam, Aladin Alam Esfel Shalom, right? Knasos exists to keep, you know, people honest and to keep society functioning, and How exactly do we deal with that? So this is a subject of great controversy in the Rishonim, but let's first read the Rambam, then we'll introduce the contravailing perspective of Rabbeinu Tam in the defense of the Kesef Mishnah, very classic material this morning. So Minhag Yeshivos Bechutzlaretz Alfa Bishen Govin Sham Knas, right, in Dan Din Knasos Bechutzlaretz, Minadino Soachi Efayis of Aldino, right? It doesn't mean that you can get away scot-free. It means that they put him in Nidoy until somehow he has a rapprochement with the injured party. Or Yala Imo Ledin L'Eretz Yisrael. They say, if you want to go to Eretz Yisrael, go to the Makom HaMishpat. That's absolutely fine. This is highly reminiscent of the Ramban, right? The beginning of Parsha Shoftim, where the Ramban says, yeah, maybe there is no din, even, you know, on an ad hoc basis of having courts in Chutz La'aretz. That's one of his terutzim, is have ad hoc courts. The other terutz is, you know, go to Eretz Yisrael and, you know, get things settled out. Go to the Makom HaMishpat. So that's always an option. Whatever is, you know, basically in the ballpark, Matirin, do you have even if his, you know, the injured party is still making a federal case of it, so to speak, nonetheless, if he, you know, gave him something, you have to release the cherem, the shamta. This is a very important halacha called tvisa, right? We've dealt with a little bit in the past. So if the injured party simply seizes that which, you know, he thinks is rightly his, Bezdin is not going to inotzino som yado. So Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, you know, kol da'alam gavar, that's going to be the Wild West. So then he's going to take far more than, you know, is due to him, the injured party, that is. And, you know, since ain dan dina knasos b'bavel, Bezdin's hands are going to be tied in Bavel, they're not going to be able to do anything about it. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no, lefi Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, that's not going to be a problem, because if you're just simply, you know, saying, you know, you took way too much, you were only injured in the amount of $1,000, you took $100,000, that's obviously unacceptable. So in such a situation, you know, they're going to make him give back whatever he took in excess. That's not dine knasos, that's like more like, you know, dine mamonos. That's like obviously something which is, you know, far beyond. It's like, you know, Bezdin is imposing a knas. They're saying, look, you know, this much is probably due to you, based on what happened. So Rabbeinu Tam obviously didn't see that. He thinks, you know, that's all basically part of, you know, a broader knas. But that's important in its own right as a machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Now Rabbeinu Tam's more fully developed position is that tfisa, as we know, is only, you know, the davar ba'atzmo, the chefetz hamazik. So let's say somebody's, you know, dog or ox caused damage, and it's only b'shas ma'isa. Right, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like tfisa. He doesn't like the idea of people seizing assets. You know, he thinks that that too is kind of this extrajudicial and, you know, very, it's, you know, certainly a slippery slope into the kind of anarchy that we're talking about here. Something that, you know, can lead to, you know, back and forth, and Bezdin is going to have a total loss of control of this kind of a situation. So Rabbeinu Tam says it's really just, you know, preventative. So if there's a davar hamazik ba'atzmo b'shas ma'isa, then you could grab it, but you can't grab, you know, any assets that the person has, or you can't, you know, use it for purposes of restitution. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't see tfis in those terms. Obviously, the Rambam and many of the other Rishonim disagree. But again, what we see here, I think, is very much of a piece of what we saw earlier in the parak b'shem haran, right, when we talked about the idea of, you know, giur or agunos, etc., is that even though formally speaking in the Chutz La'aretz, you know, ain't done a dina knasos, certainly not dealing the fashos, right? It's only going to be a milsa de shchisa and shchicha and chesro and kiss, right? We can't have anarchy. And al shoshu dvarim malokayim, al adin alam esvi al shalom. So, you know, we need to have some kind of modus vivendi, whether it's for giur, whether it's for dealing with agunos, whether it's here at the minhag hayeshivos for dealing with, you know, injured parties, is that, you know, we can't have this kind of volatile situation where people feel that there's no redress. So again, you know, Bezdin should, maybe they can't be done dine knasos, but they can incentivize through a shamta so that parties should come to some solution, or tfisa is going to be mahani. Up until a point, according to Rabbam, you can't take more than is your fair amount. You know, it's really interesting, just to conclude, the Ketzav Mishnah says, "I." And what about Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha? Once you tell the Nizak, the injured party, who took way more, you know, from the Mazik than was justified, isn't that done Dine Knasos? And the Ketzav Mishnah says, no, that's just, you know, Lahatzil Ashok Miadoshko. At this point, the injured party is the originally offending party. There's the Mazik himself. And Beis Din has this, you know, sacred mandate, Lahatzil Ashok Miadoshko. So that's like an overriding principle. And I think that what that really speaks to is kind of the core baseline function of Beis Din is not to allow for gross injustice, which is really the, I think, the soul or the lifeblood of this halacha altogether. It's meant to ensure, like I say, a modus vivendi in Chutz La'aretz.